And we're back on this Tuesday morning on KID. And coming up this Saturday, the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's the third annual, and we are proud to support it and sponsor this community event this year.
And this morning, we're joined by Scott Holmes. He's owner and CEO of Visiting Angels of Eastern Idaho. He's also the chair of the Alzheimer's Association here in Eastern Idaho. Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning, Neil and Julie. Thank you for having me on. You know, it's been 4 years that Visiting Angels has partnered with the Neil Larson Show, and so we are so honored to have Rich Broadcasting as a radio sponsor for this event. And also just to thank you guys so much for all the help you've provided to the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, thank you, Scott. We very much appreciate it. And this is something we feel the same way to be a part of this. You raise a lot of money each year. This year, you've raised a fair amount, but you've got a ways to go, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're actively out there trying to get people to put new teams together and to donate. And, of course, the actual day of the event is a large portion of the raising of funds as well.
Yeah. Well, give us an update, Scott, on Alzheimer's in Idaho. What does it look like for Idaho specifically?
Well, sure. Well, first off, there really is no treatment, no prevention, no cure for this awful disease. And nationally, about 5.7 million people have this disease, which equates to about every 65 seconds someone develops the disease in this country, making it the sixth leading cause of death. Hmm. In Idaho, we have over 25,000 Idahoans with Alzheimer's. And unfortunately, that's expected to grow about 30% by the year 2025, a lot of that attributed to the migration of seniors to Idaho. And then one other tidbit would be that this year alone, this disease will cost Idahoan taxpayers about $150 million in care.
Scott, tell us a little bit about the support and resources available to those who live in East Idaho.
Oh, that's a great question, Neil. You know, about 4 years ago, we assembled a group of a dozen community leaders to address the issue that, you know, we live in a rural community in Eastern Idaho, and that means, you know, lack of awareness and what options are available and the support that's needed. Since then, today we offer 10 different support groups, monthly support groups across Eastern Idaho. We have monthly classes. We have a 24/7 helpline with master-level care consultants. We do advocacy in Boise every year, and we also provide education to the healthcare community.
So, Scott, let's talk about this annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. What's going to happen on Saturday?
Well, first off, for everybody's information, it starts at 10 a.m. at Snake River Landing, and this really is a totally fun event for all ages. There'll be a kids' zone, a pets place, a purple station where you can decorate up for the walk, refreshments, a promise garden, lots of educational booths by local companies. Oh, and let me tell you about Olivia's lemonade stand. Olivia is from Chubbuck, and she this summer opened a lemonade stand and donated all proceeds to the Alzheimer's Association. Wow. Many of the listeners may recall this last month being in a lot of the news. So be there with her lemonade stand for all the walkers as well.
Oh, wow. That's great of her. How old is Olivia?
Yeah, she's 7 years old.
Oh,
just an amazing young lady. You'll be able to see her when you're there on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. Now, this, of course, is the third annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. Tell us about how growth has been each year.
Well, this community is amazing, and you guys know it, and they've been so giving. Each of the previous 2 years totally exceeded our expectations, raising quite a bit of money here in Eastern Idaho. This year, we expect over 700 people to be at this walk. So if that's the case, that will make this the largest single event fundraiser in Eastern Idaho.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so how, yeah. Scott, how do we get people to you? Is there a number they can call, a website? How do they get information?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, come on down to this free and fun event. Come celebrate with us. One of the ways is you can start a team, and you can register at the event, or you can go to alz.org/walk and register your team. It's very simple. Or you guys can join the Rich Broadcasting team and walk with them.
We would love that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And you know what? People ought to be out on a Saturday morning getting a little bit of exercise anyway. Why not do it to help a good cause, right?
Exactly. I hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah. All right. Scott, thank you so much. Is there anything we've missed this morning?
No, I think we've covered it all.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. We will see you Saturday morning, Scott, at the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
All righty. Well, thank you, Neil and Julie. Great to talk to you again.